Hi everybody, Harry here, and just before I get into today's episode, I wanted to tell you about another really cool podcast that you might enjoy. It's called English Learning for Curious Minds. It's hosted by a British native English speaker called Alistair, and he wants to help you learn weird and wonderful things about the world at the same time as improving your English. Well, what I really do is suggest that you check it out for yourself. He's done some really interesting episodes on things like a history of James Bond, the English of Donald Trump, and the curious taste of British food. So, quite an eclectic mix there. And all of the episodes come with a transcript, subtitles, and an extensive vocabulary list. So, go on, give it a listen, try it out for yourself. All you have to do is search English Learning for Curious Minds in your favourite podcast application. Okay, so let's get on with my episode for today. I'll go on to the lesson in a few minutes, but just remember, if you wish, you can listen to me on my podcast. In fact, you can download them on all major apps such as Spotify. And if you want, you can even watch me on YouTube. But remember to subscribe to the channel. And indeed, if you want to have one-to-one lessons with teachers, any of the teachers, we've got lots of teachers who are waiting there to help you, you or your family members, well then get in touch with me in www.englishlessonviaskype.com. You can even book a lesson there, a trial lesson. It's a free trial lesson, and you can book that trial lesson with me, and then we'll get you up and running and ready with one of our teachers. Okay, so what's the lesson today? So today we're going to talk about phrasal verbs and the phrasal verbs linked or connected to communication. So, phrasal verbs related to communication. As always, I'm going to go through them one by one. So, I'll give you the list, and then I'm going to give you some examples of how you can use them and what they mean. So, I've got 14 of them. Okay, I've counted them well. So, there are 14. So, let's start. Blurt out. Number one, blurt out. Number two, to catch on, so to understand a meaning, catch on. Come out, there's a few meanings to come out. Number four, dry up. Number five, get across. Six, get round or get around. Seven, get through. Eight, to let on. Nine, to pass on. 10, put across. 11, to shout down. 12, speak out. 13, talk over. And 14, and last, talk round. Okay, so let's go through them one by one, and we'll give you some examples that hopefully you'll be able to understand, and then you try and put them into practice yourself. So, to blurt out. This is very informal. So when somebody blurts out something, they usually say something quickly without thinking, and usually something that they weren't supposed to say. Okay, so they're trying to say, keep a secret, and then they suddenly blurted it out. Oh, boy, you know what Michael did yesterday? And then, oh, you said you wouldn't tell. Yeah, so to blurt out something. Or if somebody says something inappropriate at a meeting, they just blurt it out, so they and everybody starts laughing and giggling. Yes, okay, so to blurt out means to say something quickly, unexpectedly, but usually something that was supposed to be a secret or shouldn't have been said at all. But if somebody was under pressure from other people, and he said, no, I can't tell you, I can't tell you. And then say, oh, look, okay. And then they just blurt out. Yeah, but, you know, I promised I wouldn't tell. Please don't say it was me who said it. So to blurt out the information. Okay, good. So second one is to catch on. And when we catch on, it means we understand the meaning. Ah, yeah, I can see you'll catch on very quickly, you lot. So the teacher could say to the classroom that, you know, if they're bright and intelligent, that they'll pick up things very easily and very quickly. So she's going through certain issues about history and explaining some event that happened many decades ago. And the kids pick up on it and they understand and they ask some intelligent questions. And she said, oh, yeah, you're quick to catch on, meaning quick to understand. Okay. Or somebody might say at the beginning of the meeting, look, we don't have much time and I really need to get through a lot here. So hopefully I'll continue and you'll catch on to what I'm saying quite quickly. But if you've got any questions, look, just hold on and ask me at the end and I'll cover them if we've got time. But hopefully you'll catch on to the main meaning of this and everybody will understand it. So to catch on to something, to understand the meaning. Number three. Come out. Now, as I said, this has a couple of different meanings. It could literally mean something has been introduced to the market. The producers of the Esquire magazine have come out with a new magazine. So to come out with means they've introduced to the market. Or all of the car companies are now coming out with their own EVs or electric vehicles. So no longer will it be possible to buy the diesel or the petrol car, and all of these car companies are moving into the space of EVs, electric vehicles. So they're all coming out with the latest model, the model this, that, and the other. So there are other meanings of to come out, and usually to come out with a particular product. But something can come out wrong, okay? So somebody can hear something in a different way. So you're making a statement, or you're making a presentation, or in fact, you're just talking to your friends and it comes out all wrong. You meant to say something, but they pick up a different meaning. Oh, no, look, don't forget that. That's come out all wrong. I didn't mean to say that. What I meant to say was X, Y, and Z. So when something can come out and it has a totally different meaning than you had intended. Next, dry up. Well, when we're talking about communication, and these are all phrasal verbs connected with communication, to dry up means you forget your lines. Okay, so the worst thing in the world for an actor or an actress on the stage, you know, particularly on a stage because they don't have any chance to cut it, they are on the stage and they suddenly forget what they were supposed to say. So they dry up, meaning the words don't come out. It can happen also when you're trying to make a presentation in an office environment and you might be feeling a little bit nervous. Your mouth literally gets dry and the words don't come out, or you just have a blank in your mind and you're saying, oh my God, what am I going to say next? So when you dry up, it means you stop working. The mouth doesn't work, or the mind doesn't work, or they're not connected. So whatever you want to say, it just doesn't come out. Okay. So if you think of dry up in the sense of a place where there's no water and there hasn't been any rain for days and days or weeks or even months and months, well, then everything, of course, dries up. So if you're in that situation where you can't think about exactly what you wanted to say, or you can't remember the lines, then yeah, you got a problem. Everything will dry up. Now, some people use this expression dry up as a way of telling somebody to stop talking. Ah, look, would you just dry up? I've been listening to you for hours, or it seems like I've been listening to you for hours. So would you just please dry up? So that's a not so polite way of telling somebody to zip it or to shut up. Dry up. Okay, next, to get across. Well, if you want to make or hope that people will understand what you're talking about, you try to get your point across, meaning you try to explain something. You could be a politician speaking in the local hall, trying to get across to the people why they should vote for you in the next council elections or the next major country parliament election. So you want to get your point across, or you want to get across to the other side that you're in favor of everything that's going to help the environment. So you try to get the point across to the audience that you are a guy who's really interested in the environment. Okay, so to get across. Where we can't get our point across to people, it's usually because we don't understand ourselves what we're trying to explain, or we explain it in a little bit of a difficult, messed up way, or we're just not very good at explaining, in which case then people will be scratching their head wondering, what was he talking about? So when you're trying to get your point across, make sure it's clear and you understand. So keep the English very, very simple, to get across. Next, to get around something. Well, when we want to get around something, we want to usually avoid it. Could be very simple. It could be big problem in the center of the city because of some roadworks or some building works or something's happening. So we want to know how we're going to get around that particular problem. There could be a problem at home. There could be a problem in the school for one of your kids. How do they get around that particular problem? Or indeed, if it's the kids, they'll come and they'll drop the problem on your table and they'll say, okay, Dad, what do I do? And Dad or Mom has to think of a way to get around. So to get around something means to find a way to circumvent, find a way to avoid, or find a way to deal with the particular problem. So how are we going to get around that? Yeah, okay, I don't know. Next, to get through. So when we want to get through, it's usually we want to get through to somebody. Now, it might be just the general audience. How am I going to get through to them that I really need their help and support? How am I going to get through to the kids in the classroom that they really have to put their heads down and work really hard and study for the next few weeks before the exams? Otherwise, they're going to be some disappointed kids and some very disappointed parents. So to get through means to get through to somebody. And we want to make somebody understand a particular meaning. Okay, so we usually get through to somebody by explaining it in detail. The exams are in 2 months' time, and unless you guys start working a little bit harder, and that means doing some extra work outside of school lessons, and unless I see some improvement in the schoolwork that you produce, some of you are going to be really, really disappointed. Now, do I make myself clear? Am I getting through to you? Do you understand the severity of the situation? Because there's no second chance. I want to get through to you today, the message, you have to work a little bit harder. So when we try to get through to somebody, then we try to explain it in detail so that they understand. Excellent. Okay, to let on. And again, remember, we're talking here about communication. So to let on means to let somebody know that you understand. You can let on that you know what's happening. So there may be a friend that's celebrating a special birthday, perhaps in a couple of weeks, and you want everybody to take part in planning the party, so it's going to be a real surprise. But you tell everybody, don't let on to David that there's a surprise party, meaning don't break the secret. Please don't let on. So here we use it in the sort of negative. Don't let on to David that we're planning a holiday. Don't let on to your mum that I know what she's planning for my birthday. Yeah? Okay? Don't let on to the kids that we are going to take them to Disneyland in the summer. Yes? Because we want it to be a real surprise. So all of the time we are using let on as a way of trying to express that there is a secret, but other people are not to know. Okay, so we talk about something that is intended to be a secret. Okay, all right, so to let on. Pass on. Okay, so we pass on information that we've heard from somebody else. We pass on a message from one person to another. Yeah, we pass on documents. Yeah, so all the time, pass on is all about making something available to other people that we have or we have come into possession of. Okay, so we can give something to someone. Okay, I can pass on the message. The message I have, I give to you. So I pass on the message. Oh, when John comes back in after his lunch, will you tell him that Mr. Smith rang and he'll call tomorrow to collect the documents? Can you pass on the message? Yeah, certainly, I'll pass it on to him as soon as I see him. So I'm giving a message that you've left, and I'm going to pass it on to John when he comes back from his lunch. Okay. Next, what do we have? To put across. Okay. To when we want to put across something, we're trying to explain some idea or some meaning of some idea. Yeah. So I want to put across this plan. I want to put across the idea that I've been working on so that people can understand it. So we want to explain the idea, we want to explain the whole notion and the whole concept. Yeah, okay. So, but it can also be, apart from an idea, to put, it could be a belief, could be your understanding or belief about being a vegan or a vegetarian. So you'd like to put across your ideas as to why eating meat or chicken or dairy products is not something that we should do. So you try to put across in a meaningful way and an understandable way your views, your beliefs. So it's always important when you're putting across your message that it is easy to understand. Yes, the fundamental basis of good communication. Put across your idea. Put it across in such a way that it is easy to understand, to explain. Put across, explain. Set it out clearly, succinctly. Okay. So the next phrasal verb about communication, shout down. Shout down is the next one. So when we shout down somebody or somebody shouts us down, we make it very difficult, or it is made very difficult to hear what somebody is saying or to hear what somebody is trying to say. So if everybody starts shouting down, and this is when we get into these situations where people are having arguments and somebody's trying to make the point, and before they get halfway through the point, somebody says, ah, no, I don't agree, nah, nah, nah. And then somebody starts, well, if you just give me a few, no. But look, I would really like to finish my point. What I was trying to say, no, we've had enough of that. Yeah. So this is shouting somebody down. We don't give them the opportunity to finish what they're saying. We don't get them the opportunity to speak. Indeed, we don't give them the opportunity to make a clear point. Every time you're trying to say something, somebody jumps in ahead of you or jumps on top of you or speaks above you or raises their voice. So that's to shout someone down. Okay. Next, to speak out. Now, when we speak out, it means we talk about something that we really feel passionate about. Yeah. So we have to speak out about the problems with the environment. Yeah. So we can't keep it inside. We speak out. We let people know that we are worried about the environment. We let people know that we should change the way we live. We should change our habits so that the world and the environment and nature can benefit from it. So to speak out means to let people know your concerns, let people know that you're worried rather than keeping it to yourself. Okay. Sometimes it gets confused with speak up. Speak up means to raise your voice. Yeah. So somebody says, you know, I'd like to talk. Well, sorry, could you speak up a bit? I can't hear you. So that you have to raise your voice. When you speak out, you make a point of telling people, let people know how you feel about something, to speak out. So we can speak out on behalf of a friend who's had a difficult situation and he needs some support. So you speak out to support him. Yeah. Okay. We speak out about what's happening in our neighborhood. So we don't like this development that's going to take place. So we let people know that we're not comfortable with it. So speak out. Let people know how you feel. To talk over. Well, talk over can be simply having a conversation with a friend. Look, let's meet next week and we'll talk over the plans for the holiday. Very, very simple. Yeah. Let's meet next week and let's talk over what we're going to do. We've got to do something about Dad. He's not getting any better. You know, he's been sick for a while. He needs some attention. Perhaps we need to talk about getting somebody in to look after him on a day-to-day basis. So let's meet and let's talk it over. So it's just discussing things between a couple of people where there's a common interest and they want to find out the best approach. Okay. Now, you can talk over somebody in the same way as I mentioned before to shout down. So when you talk over somebody, you try to block out what they are saying. Yeah. So please don't talk over me when I'm trying to speak. Yeah. So you want to make your point. You want to get people to understand you. So if you keep talking over me, nobody's going to hear my point and it's all going to be confused. So you try to get people to stop talking over what you're saying. So two meanings, talk over between yourselves to decide what to be done, or when somebody talks over you, where they try to keep you down so that you can't be heard or you can't make your particular point. And then finally, we've got talk round. Well, if somebody tries to talk you round, it means they try to get you to change your opinion to their view or their opinion. Do you think you're going to be able to talk Mike around to giving us those extra couple of days holidays? At the end, when I explain to him what's the situation, he'll come around to our way of thinking. So, yeah, I think I'll be able to talk him around. Yeah. So to talk somebody around persuade them to come around to your way of thinking, to agree with you, to do what you want them to do. Okay, so there's a long, long lesson. So these are all phrasal verbs, all connected or related to communication. So let me give them to you one more time. Blurt out, catch on, come out, dry up, get across, get around, get through, to let on, to pass on, put across, shout down, speak out, talk over, and finally, talk round. Okay, well, there are phrasal verbs related to communication, and communication is really, really so important. And those phrasal verbs, there's a lot of them there, 14. Try to use a couple of them, see how you get on. If you have any problems, come back to me and try to give you some more explanations and examples. As always, join me again soon. Thanks for listening.